everyone, and welcome to the AFC Donscast on Thursday, the 29th of December. It's Graham here with our last one of 2022. There was no festive cheer at a wet and windy Kilmarnock last night, with the Dons failing to gain any sort of foothold on the game. It's a telling start that we haven't won any of our previous 19 midweek league games, and nothing since the return from the World Cup break. More defending woes from the Dons saw Scott Robinson open the scoring for the home side in the 31st minute before Joe Wright headed in their second just before half-time. Our performance didn't improve in the second half. Danny Armstrong should have put Kilmarnock further ahead, and Lewis Mayo also got on the end of an Armstrong free kick just yards out. With just one shot on target in the 90, Matty Kennedy's free kick was nothing more of a consolation for the game to end 2-1. Lots to ponder for Jim Goodwin and the players for Monday's fixture against Ross County, but in the last few games, it would suggest we have serious problems all over the park. It's not exactly the end to 2022 we would have liked, but can Jim give us an early New Year bounce? We don't have long to wait to find out.
Jim, how do you describe that performance?
There's no excuses tonight. After the game on Saturday against St Mirren, we could talk about going down to 10 men and poor decision making and penalties and all that kind of stuff. Against Rangers, we can talk about we played well for periods of the game and talk about maybe a bit of fatigue setting in toward the end, lapses in concentration. But tonight, there's absolutely no excuses from us. We were shocking from pretty much the first minute right till the last. Taking Matty Kennedy's free kick out of it, I don't think there was a single moment of quality in the game from us. It's very hard to find pass marks for any individual, and we got what we deserved, which is a defeat.
How do you explain the level of performance?
It's very difficult, Rob, right now. I mean, you know, I don't think I've had to say to the boys after the game that we were outfought and outran and you know, never showed enough desire and aggression anywhere, all over the pitch. You know, I just thought that Kilmarnock bullied us most of the night and done the basics far better than we did. And when you come to a venue as difficult as this, the pitch, the conditions, you've got to do the basics well, and we didn't. And very hard to legislate for the two shocking goals that we conceded again. And, you know, I just can only apologise to the supporters. Again, I, you know, hear their frustrations after the game. They've travelled a hell of a long way from Aberdeen. They'll not get home till all hours of the morning. And, you know, we've left them down again. So there's not a great deal else I can say, to be honest.
How much was that showing ability to scrap for the game on a miserable night where it was difficult to play pretty football and you had to get your hands dirty? How much was it about that tonight?
Listen, there's two sides to playing football. You know, you've got to be able to defend well, you've got to be aggressive, you've got to show a level of desire and energy when you don't have the ball. And then when you do have the ball, you've got to show a bit of courage and you've got to go and get on it and you've got to make things happen. And we didn't do either of those tonight. It's as simple as that. Kilmarnock were better. Me standing here talking about how bad we were is probably doing a disservice to Killy, because I thought they were the better team from start to finish. I think the result of 2-1 flatters us, if I'm being honest. They had two or three other chances as well. So, yeah, it's an awful night. You know, I think it's just an extremely difficult performance to accept, and we won't accept it.
You're very quick at taking responsibility yourself when things aren't going well. Are the players taking responsibility?
Listen, as manager, you know, the responsibility is on my shoulders, and I fully accept that. You know, I've brought the majority of the players who are here to the club. You know, prior to the World Cup break, you know, I think we were doing okay. You could argue, you know, had key moments in games recently went in our favour, then we could be in a far better position than we are at the moment in terms of our points return after the World Cup. But you know, tonight is just one that's left me with just a real sense of disappointment. And, you know, it's not a performance that I want to be labelled with, and either do the players. You know, and I think it's the worst thing in the world for any manager or supporter or pundit or journalist to say is that we didn't fight hard enough. You know, I think as a player, You know, I think the first thing and the easiest thing is to give your all and to show that effort and that commitment. And, you know, I think the players are honest enough. I'm certainly honest enough in, with myself to realise that we didn't fight and scrap enough. That's the bottom line. You can talk about being a nice footballing team and possession and all that kind of carry on. We've done nothing in the game tonight to warrant taking anything from it. And the players don't need me to tell them that. And we'll have our meeting tomorrow morning and we'll analyse the game. But I don't need to analyse the game a whole lot because, you know, it wasn't as if Kilmarnock played fantastic, attractive, possession-based football. They got the ball forward early. They competed for the first header. They picked up the majority of second balls. They beyond us on numerous occasions. And those, for me, are the basics of football. And every team has to be able to do that. And tonight, for whatever reason, we didn't. And it's alarming. It's concerning. But we need to make sure that we don't have a performance like that ever again.
How do you change it for Monday against Ross County?
Well, we'll just need to get together and we'll need to regroup and, you know, we'll have some honest and frank conversations tomorrow with the group and with some individuals as well. You know, I'm privileged to be here. I think it's a fantastic club. You know, I don't take it for granted. And I think, you know, the players need to look at that the same way and realise that they're at a very big club. They've been given a great opportunity to play for this club. And don't take it for granted. Don't let it pass you by. You know, I said after the St Mirren Rangers game that we hadn't became a bad team overnight, and we didn't play badly in those two games. But tonight is a concern because of that lack of effort and that lack of commitment, and that's something that really does puzzle me because it's not something that I've had to say up to now. So it's a sore one for everybody involved, and. Yeah, we're just extremely apologetic to the supporters that have made the trip, and we'll do everything we can to put it right on Monday.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, Rob.
Catch live audio and video of our next match only on Red TV. Subscribe now for full match day coverage, replays, highlights and all the goals, exclusive interviews and behind the scenes content. Sign up now at redtv.afc.co.uk. The best of the action only on Red TV.
In the other matches last night, Celtic remain 9 points clear at the halfway stage of the Premiership season after beating Hibs 4-0 at Easter Road. Second place Rangers saw off Motherwell 3-0 at Ibrox, while Hearts are now third, following their 3-2 victory over St Johnstone at McDermott Park. Livingston and St Mirren drew 1-1 at the Tony Macaroni Arena. Dundee United are off the foot of the table at the expense of Ross County after defeating the Stargates 3-0 at Tannadice.
Before we get to today's work plan, I know some of you have been waiting for your ride home, but you're going to have to wait a while longer.
How long, Magnus?
Until there's a ride available, we all have work to do.
Power outage across the accommodation block.
Could it have been seismic?
Well, we keep punching holes in the earth, eventually it's going to punch back.
Hold on! It's kicking back down here!
It'll come back.
Push it, Alwyn. Shut it down.
Oh, my God.
Kinloch Bravo to Coast Guard. I repeat, Kinloch Bravo to Coast Guard.
There's no radios, there's no phones, there's fog, these shakes. What is going on out here?
This will split the crew.
They're already split.
It's like normal. We all know it, but we don't want to see it.
Since the fog came in, some of our crew have had a psychological difficulty.
What's happening?
That's what you get for diving into the abyss.
Nature isn't a balance, it's a war.
I'm telling you, we're trying to warn us.
We're all finished.
Wake up!
He's got to be dealt with!
My job is to get you all home.
Don't negotiate with nature.
You're all being reckless!
It isn't something new. It's something old. And it's waking up. We're listening now.
Rose, Magnus and Flomer are amongst many other working on an oil rig off the coast of Scotland. When the time comes for them to return back to land, the oil rig becomes engulfed by a supernatural mist. Will they make it back? Watch The Rig on Amazon Prime Video from the 6th of January. Okay, some news now. And Aberdeen have released a statement calling out the racist abuse received by club captain Anthony Stewart following the St Mirren match on Christmas Eve. The statement said, "We strongly condemn all the forms of discrimination and are shocked at the racist abuse aimed at our captain, Anthony Stewart. Anthony has our full support, and as a club, we are currently undertaking a stringent internal investigation to try to identify the person responsible. Aberdeen FC stands free from all forms of discrimination, and we will simply not tolerate this type of abuse." On a lighter note, through their foundation, Aberdeen sponsor Texo are committed to giving back to their local community, and in particular to the Archie Foundation. Chris Smith, the group MD at Texo, talked to Red TV earlier this month about why the relationship with AFC is enabling Texo to make a difference.
Yeah, very close to your heart. I think anything to sort of do with sort of children, it touches a nerve. Being a parent yourself, I think it's, as I said, it's a charity that sort of Texo were working with before I come along. But it was just really sort of making that as tight a bond as we can, and what we can do, as sort of Lynn said, it's not always so much about the financial side, it's offering other stuff over and above that we can help with whenever they sort of need it.
But they're very keen to be involved, they're very keen to come in and see where they can make a difference, what services they can help with. And as I say, the Project Up and Recovery was great because they were able to come in and not just deliver the financials, but also actually put the project in place. They came in one weekend, in fact it was the day after Storm Arwen, they were here at 6 o'clock in the morning and they ripped out all the old stuff, put all the new stuff in, and within a few hours we had a brand new working nurses station in the recovery area. So that was fantastic to work so closely with them to actually make the project come to life, not just receive a cheque from them.
I think it's given us a really different perspective, Lisa, in terms of how a sponsorship can work. Invariably sponsorship is linked to commercial goals or brand awareness. But I think what Texo have brought is a very different dimension. They really want to focus on the communities in which they operate. And this focus around the Archie Foundation, it's a charity that's very close to their heart. It's a charity that we know well as a football club. And I think this has just been able to tie this all together. And, you know, we seem to be working really well together.
Well, we're back in action again on Monday, the 2nd of January, for our first match of 2023. It's a home fixture against Ross County with a kickoff at 3 p.m. You can still get tickets for this match at the ticket office or by ordering online at afc.co.uk/e-tickets. If you can't make it to the match, Red TV International subscribers will be able to watch the match live online. Coverage starts at 2:45 p.m. Elsewhere in the Premiership on Monday, it's Rangers versus Celtic at 12:30 p.m. That's followed by Hearts versus Hibs. Kilmarnock are at home to St Mirren. Motherwell are away to Livingston. And it's St Johnstone versus Dundee United. All those are 3 p.m. kickoffs. At the weekend, we also have a home fixture against St Johnstone. Kickoff is at 3 p.m. There'll be a pre-match fan zone at the Beach Ballroom. Doors open at midday. And you can order your tickets online at afc.co.uk/e-tickets. And that is it for 2022. All I would like to say is a big thank you to everyone who has contacted us and tuned in to the AFC Donscast every week and followed the Inverness Reds via the website or social media over the past year. It's our small contribution to the big Dons family. Ahead of the bells, we'd like to wish all our supporters, followers and Inverness Reds members a happy and healthy new year. I'll be back on Tuesday for the first Donscast of 2023. Till then, look after yourselves and stand free.
That's all for this week. More Aberdeen news next Tuesday evening from 8.